USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After three Americans who'd been held by North Korea returned to U.S. soil overnight, Vice President Mike Pence says,
it was all a direct result of the strong and clear leadership that President Trump has provided on the world stage.
That's Pence speaking on NBC's Today show this morning. Those three former prisoners landing at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington at about 2:30 Eastern Time. President Trump and the First Lady, as well as Vice President Pence and his wife, were there to greet them. The North had released the men to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday ahead of an upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Experts on the Big Island of Hawaii are now warning that the Kilauea volcano could be getting ready for a major explosive eruption in the next few weeks or possibly days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
More now on the return to the United States of three Americans who'd been imprisoned by North Korea. As we told you moments ago, President Trump was on hand when they landed shortly before 3 a.m. Eastern Time at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. The president says it bodes well for his upcoming summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I think that we're going to have a success. I think this will be a very big success. It's never been taken this far. There's never been a relationship like this, and we're starting from here. But I really think a lot of progress has been made, and we'll see what happens. We're talking about a few weeks.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says the U.S. should start using enhanced interrogation techniques again. His comment coming one day after CIA Director nominee Gina Haspel told Congress that such techniques used on terror suspects after 9/11 would never be used again. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The Democratic National Convention is reportedly considering which of eight cities will be hosting its 2020 convention. Reports are the cities are Atlanta, Denver, Houston, New York, San Francisco, Milwaukee, Miami Beach, or Birmingham. Meanwhile, there are also reports the Republican Party is considering three cities for its 2020 event, Las Vegas, Charlotte, and another city that's not been made public. A multi-state E. coli outbreak related to romaine lettuce has now sickened 28 more people, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As of Tuesday, 149 people have been reported being infected in the outbreak, which originated from tainted romaine lettuce in the Yuma, Arizona region. Since the CDC's last update, the outbreak has spread to four new states: Minnesota, Florida, North Dakota, and Texas. At least 64 people have been hospitalized, including 17 who have developed a type of kidney failure. The first death related to the outbreak was reported in California last week. E. coli symptoms are typically reported 2 to 3 weeks after a person becomes infected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a shortage of life-saving EpiPens in America. The FDA says manufacturing delays are causing supply problems for the device that's used as an emergency treatment for allergic reactions. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.